It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit GoldenOakLending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Benny and Haney, 1057,
The Fan. Benny and Haney, 1057, The Fan, featured artist Friday. Aerosmith, Steve Molesky is with us. We're talking baseball for the next couple of hours. You want to get in, feel free to do so at 410-583-1057. Steve's going to tell you what he's up to nowadays, aside from talking to me and all the good dopey stuff we got going on. Bob Nightingale, USA Today, bottom of the hour. Right now, however, Steve, not only are we going to talk sports, we're going to talk about hopefully some weekend cash.
What a buy or sell.
Well, Bob, you were out yesterday, and look, I'm no stock expert here, as you're about to find out in a few seconds, but quite the dip yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a whole frenzy.
What?
A whole to-do. A lot of red. So it's still red today. S&P 500 down 240.96. NASDAQ down over 743 today. So a bit of a bloodbath, but
those
you know
sons
what?
Of bitches. How much are eggs today?
Last I saw, like $4.50.
All right. That per egg, if I'm not mistaken. All right, sports subject.
All right, well, that we do know, and we're going to start in the NBA for you, Bob. The NBA playoffs, just a few weeks away, the field starting to be finalized. Out in the West, the Clippers find themselves in that play-in tournament territory, and a healthy Kawhi Leonard could be the key to their success. Now, James Harden, he's playing pretty well, too, right now, but as Brad Botkin writes this week, Kawhi Leonard on his game and available makes the Clippers a team that no one wants to face in the West. Are you buying or selling that, Bob?
I'm buying it 100%. If Leonard's healthy, as we've seen, he's a premier player, NBA champion. Helped the Toronto Raptors win that thing a few years, but 2019. And I saw Kendrick Perkins, as a matter of fact, Nolan McGraw, coincidentally enough, say the exact same thing a couple of days ago on ESPN that watch, not the Lakers, watch out for the Clippers in the West. And they're in the play-in tournament, and they're 12 games over 500. How about that? If they were in the East, they'd be the 5 seed right now.
Moving over to baseball and the Orioles. Gunnar Henderson expected to make his season debut tonight. The Orioles take on the Royals. That's a welcome addition to the lineup, but lineup already shown the ability at times to really light up the scoreboard without him. He was on a heater down in Norfolk during that rehab stint, a couple homers in 5 games, and Brandon Hyde says he's ready to slot him right back into the leadoff spot, just like he was last year. Now, this has actually been a pretty big talking point this spring. Should he continue to bat there rather than maybe a spot or two lower, a chance to collect more RBI opportunities? Steve, buy or sell, as long as Henderson is healthy, He will, in fact, bat leadoff every night.
I'm going to buy it right now because I think the Orioles, as you guys know, are so wedded to the data and analytics. And one reason he bats first is the guy who bats first is going to get more chances than anybody over nine innings of baseball. So they'll keep him there. But for me, the long-term future leadoff hitter of the Orioles is Jackson Holliday. Once he gets established at this level, his plate discipline is so good, you can bump Gunner to second or third, wherever you want to slot him. So I think he's a leadoff hitter today and for the foreseeable immediate future. Long term, though, maybe not.
We'll go a little college basketball here. The Final Four takes place tomorrow night in San Antonio. And for the first time since 2008, it's all one seeds making it this far into the tournament. Florida, Auburn, Houston, and Duke, those are your final teams. And all of them have been among the best in scoring this year. None better than the Gators, though, at 85 points per game. Maryland fans got an up-close look at them just a few weeks ago when they took down the Terps. Clayton, well, he's a one-man army at times with that three-point shooting, but buy or sell, Bob, Florida will score the most points out of those four teams tomorrow night.
I'm going to buy it because Houston plays really good defense, even though Duke can be an offensive juggernaut themselves. Hey, look, Florida had 11 turnovers. Shot poorly from the field and lost their second-best player against Maryland last Thursday, and they were still winning at halftime. And they kind of blew out Auburn, because I remember watching the game a couple months ago in Auburn when the Tigers were number one. So, yeah, Gators, chomp, chomp, tomorrow.
We'll go back to the O's here. No longer the number one farm system in baseball, but that's mostly because a lot of these prospects we've been talking about, they've graduated. They're in the bigs. A few names remain on the horizon, mainly Samuel Basayo. Had that nagging injury, I guess he still does. It's prevented him from catching behind the plate, still getting some DH work in, and he's got a hot bat, homered last night, as a matter of fact. Now, it's only a matter of time before he reaches the majors. Some would project as soon as the second half of this summer. Meanwhile, Kobe Mayo, well, he's trying to break back into the show on a permanent basis, but between performance, and depth, he faces an uphill battle. Buy or sell, Steve, Basayo will be up before Mayo this summer.
I think so. Injuries can always change the equation and the balance of power there. Once you're on the 40-man, you can get the call. So if something happens where they got to go get Mayo, they might go get him. But Basayo seems like he's on a little bit of a faster track. He had a great spring. He was playing to rave reviews. And let me tell you something. The Orioles have been insistent to me from the first day they signed this kid that he is a catcher. He plays first base, and he can play first base well. Keith Law, who I interviewed a couple weeks ago, is now saying Basayo could potentially be plus catching. Potentially. He's not there yet, but the arm is big, we know. And for a big guy, he's handling himself well back there, and pitchers like throwing to him. So this guy's a catcher. Now, Bob, that creates the next dilemma. You have two catchers who could be all-star caliber. How are you going to make this work? But that's a good problem to have, and one the Orioles are going to face before too long.
And we'll close with this topic here in the NFL. Geno Smith, well, he wanted a contract extension after he landed in Vegas in that trade a few weeks ago. Got his wish yesterday. Two more years tacked on, $75 million total. So now at 34 years old, he's tied to his new team through 2027. Now, I'm sure the Raiders, they're just happy to have any semblance of quarterback stability, but let's be honest, Geno Smith, he's not their future. They could, in fact, draft one later this month. Buy or sell, Bob, Smith will not play out the entirety of this deal with Vegas.
How long is it, you said?
Well, two more years through 2027.
I'm buying that 100%. Look, he doesn't have Smith and Jigba, DK Metcalf to throw to. And I can't remember the other, Lockett, in Seattle. He does have Brock Bowers, however, and not much of a running game. So a lot's going to be on his shoulders depending on what they do in the draft. And Ashton Jeanty could go to them at pick six. But to answer your question, I'm selling it that in 2027, Geno Smith will be the quarterback of the Las Vegas Raiders.
I think that's a safe bet. Just a hunch.
You think?
I can't believe he's already 34.
Yeah, I'm usually really wrong in those sorts of things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.